God of revival. Amen? Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are continually calling us into relationship with you, into deeper relationship with you. And Father, we thank you that you are calling us into this revival mindset, Father, this rebirth, this new thing that you are doing in our country, God, and in our community, Father. And I praise you and thank you that we get an opportunity to be part of it. God, I pray that we would get passionate about you and the things of you. Father, that we would share who you are and what you do for us, Father, with everyone that we come in contact with. God, I pray that we can be a blessing to everyone that we know, to our neighbors, to our family. God, I thank you, Father, for just pouring out your love on us, God, for pouring out your blessings, for pouring out your promises, and Father, for your word that is true each and every day, God, that we can read and we can be a part of your living word. God, I thank you that we can just come to church and just experience your blessings here or wherever where we may be, God, through this technology you've given us. God, I thank you. Father, we thank you that we can encourage each other and that we can be built up. Father, be with us the rest of the service. And Father, I pray that we would get passionate about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. I like our beautiful gladiolas up at the front here. I like how they're all so bright and cheerful. They give you hope, don't they? I think they do. They're so bright and cheerful and happy. We didn't plant gladiolas, I found out after I told Lyle that they were coming. I'm sure they'll be here soon. And then found out we had none. Who knew? So welcome to Sunday Church. We're glad to have you guys with us. And we're in this series called I Am Not Afraid. And I'm not afraid. Right? I am not afraid. And last week we talked about not afraid. So last week the two main ideas of not afraid is that we live by faith, not by what? Fear. Gary. Not by fear. And not by sight. Yes. But we live by faith, not by fear. Because when we live by fear, what happens? We can't see. We can't, we look, we go crazy, we get confused, we get running in all different directions. And the second thing we learned is we shine the light, we don't hide it. We shine the light of Jesus, we shine the blessings he's poured out on us, we shine who he is in our lives, don't we? We shine the light of Jesus, we don't hide it. So how do you live? By fear or by faith? I pray it's by faith, because there is no happy medium here, you know that, right? You can't have faith over here and fear over here and say, well, I can't decide, so I'm going to stand right here. That's not how this works. You need to choose how you're going to live your life and how you're going to walk your life. Are you going to live your life by fear, or are you going to live a life of faith? And when you live your life by faith, are you shining the light of Jesus to everyone you come in contact with? Do you shine his blessings? Do you show others what Jesus is about, or do you kind of put it under, what's a bushel? I don't even know what's a bushel? Because I thought it was a bush, not a bushel. Because it's like, what's that? I thought a bushel's like farming's bushel. And I'm like, how does that work? Like a bushel of grain? Or maybe that's what it was. But we're not hiding it, is what I'm saying. We're letting it shine, right? Okay, it's a basket. So we're not hiding it. We're letting it shine. And the thing that I know about being contagious is what we're talking about today, is that things like, and I'm going to say the word coronavirus, or the flu, or the chicken pox, or the black plague, or any other sickness out there, those are contagious things, right? They're contagious. But equally contagious to any of these viruses is fear. Fear is also contagious, isn't it? And scientifically, we know that fear actually lowers your immune response to viruses and things like that. So if you're running around like the sky is falling, your immune system actually lowers. So I'm not just giving you a fact of, hey, don't live by fear, live by faith, but I'm giving you something to live healthier by. And when all this was starting up, things like the stock market and oil prices were falling and dropping, and if you had enough tanks, it was a good time to buy gasoline or diesel, wasn't it? Because you weren't paying, I don't even know what regular gas is, like $1.20 a liter for premium. That's crazy. Schools were closing everywhere. Businesses were shutting down. And we were told things like social distancing. Many people would work from home. And then we had the whole argument, and we're still having the argument, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And this one's done. It seems like wear gloves, don't wear gloves. We've decided on don't wear gloves. But I saw some crazy guy in Cabela's last Saturday, and he was nuts, first off. But he had big leather, you know, like the big leather work gloves, the winter ones with the felt lining? Last Saturday was pretty warm. But he had these big gloves, and the guy gave him a spray like you're supposed to at the store. And he's like, oh, give me more. I'm touching lots of stuff. He was nuts. I don't know why, but... But we had things like limited group sizing were happening, and people were afraid. Many people were afraid. And if you don't believe me that people were afraid, who would have ever thought we had security at the toilet paper section in Costco? Handing you out your quota for the day. Here's your one pack. See, fear is contagious. And we know that it doesn't take much for fear to spread uncontrollably. Toilet paper, remember? Doesn't take much. Why toilet paper? I still haven't figured that out, but it doesn't matter. And during this whole thing, all I would hear was, so-and-so might be a carrier. So-and-so could be a carrier. This person, this group's a carrier. And you know what? I want to be a carrier. And what do I mean by that? I want you to be a carrier, because you are a carrier. We all are a carrier of something. Okay? Don't freak out and say, oh, Pastor Dave wants to spread it. No, I don't want to spread anything except for hope. See, I want to be a carrier of hope. I want to be as we talked about last week, a hope dealer with people. I want to share hope. I want to give hope. And I want people to see hope in me. And I pray that you want to do the same. See, when people get near you, they're going to catch whatever you have. It's funny how fast we can change the perspective and the group we're in when we start sharing hope. We can share hope. Amen? We can be a carrier of hope and spread hope faster than any virus out there. Hope is something that we share because we have Jesus. Amen? So there's this portion of scripture, and Paul is writing to the believers of Thessalonica. Sorry, in 1 Thessalonians 1, 2 to 3, and it says this: We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly, as we pray to our God and Father about you. We think of your faithful work, we think of your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus. We have a hope in Jesus, don't we? We have a hope. And so this scripture has a lot of good information, I think, packed for us in these two little verses. They thank God for them, and they continually pray for them, for these guys in Thessalonica. They're thanking God for them. They think of what? They think of their faithful work, they think of their loving deeds, and their enduring hope. That's some good stuff to be thought about, isn't it? Don't, like that, if somebody was thinking about Dave, you know, I think, I don't want them just to say, Dave, I think about you often. I'm thankful that God gave you such great hair and nice fancy shoes today. Right? It's like, Dave, I think about you. I'm praying for you, but I often think about your faithful work, and I think about the love you share with people and that you give people, and this hope you always are pouring out on people. That'd be good stuff to be known for, wouldn't it be? Like when I write a resume and a cover letter, those are some awesome descriptive words. I'm a person that brings faith in all things. I share love with everyone, and I'm a hope dealer. Like, that's pretty awesome. Why? Because of Jesus. Amen? So then we jump to Thessalonians 1:5, and it says, "For when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words, but with what? With power." It wasn't just words. See, far too often, believers live by just words. They don't live in the power. Are we living in power? Are we living with just words? Because there's difference. There's a difference. Do you know there's a difference? I hope you do. If you don't, let's talk. So he goes on to remind them, not only did we bring you good news, but we brought you power. We bring power with everybody we come in contact with. When we're hope dealers and we're sharing his love and we're shining the light, we are bringing power. Power that comes with the Holy Spirit. Power and authority that we live with today, amen? He tells them, we brought you good news. So do you think that good news will spread? I'll tell you about some good news that doesn't just words. It's some power. It's power that heals the sick, raises the dead. Jesus didn't just come for the healthy, he came for the sick, didn't he? And he died on the cross for health. By his stripes we are healed. It's a spiritual, it's an emotional, it's a physical healing, and we can live in wholeness because of Jesus. Jesus didn't just come for the righteous, he came for the sinners. Those who didn't know him, didn't he? He didn't just come, well, once Dave's saved, we're good. Once Dave knows me, I'm good. I can put my feet up and the rest of those guys can. That's not what he came for. He came for everyone. Everyone in town, our neighbors, our friends, our family. He came for us all. Amen? And our God didn't just shout love from heaven, did he? He came here to earth. We're saved by grace through faith. We're saved because Jesus died on that cross and brought us wholeness. So you should be spreading what you have, the good news of Jesus and the power and authority that he brought you. Amen? So you're a carrier, and you're carrying something. Now the question I have for you is what you're carrying worth spreading? Are you carrying hope? Are you carrying love? Are you carrying the joy? Are you carrying his blessings? Are you carrying the power and authority he gave you? Or are you carrying fear and despair? Because I believe if we are carrying what he has given us, then it's worth spreading. Amen? And Thessalonians 1:8 tells us this. It says, And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, even beyond Macedonia and Achaia. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. The good news of God, the word of the Lord, is what? It's ringing out. People are hearing it. We're telling people, aren't we? We should be. We should be out there telling people about the goodness of God. Not just by, oh, well, we'll see what God does, but the power and authority that he's given us, the blessings he has given us, we should be echoing those out, ringing those out so everyone knows. Hope should be spreading from us, amen? We should be contagious with hope, being hope dealers everywhere we go. See, that's what happens when people catch a passion for Jesus. They start sharing it. They start telling people about it. They start wanting people to experience these blessings. Amen? Do you want people to experience the blessings that you have? I pray we do. See, what happens when good things start happening and we start declaring Jesus and telling people about Jesus. News spreads, doesn't it? Like what happened when Jesus raised a little girl from the dead? What happened there? Well, Matthew 9:26 tells us this. News of this spread through all that region. That's some good news to be spread, isn't it? What happened when Jesus cast out evil spirits? News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. What happened when God used disciples to do miracles? Acts tells us, so the word of God spread, the numbers of the disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly. See, guys, when we believe and we see miracles happen before our eyes and we share it, news will spread. The good news spreads. The power that Jesus brings spreads. Amen? And his name is glorified. And numbers who believe in him will grow because of who he is and the power he brings. We can be contagious. So why did the good news of the message of God spread? Because of their faithful work, their loving deeds, and their enduring hope. See, fear is contagious, but so is faith. Amen? And I don't know about you, but I'm a carrier. I think I'm a carrier. I believe I'm a carrier. I know I'm a carrier. I'm a carrier. I'm a faith spreader. Amen? I'm a love giver. Are you a love giver? Are you a hope dealer with me? Are you a hope dealer? Are we sharing hope? Are we dealing hope to everybody we come in contact with? The hope of Jesus Christ? Are we telling people about who Jesus is and what he did for us? Are we sharing that hope of Jesus? Guys, if you get close to me, and I hope if I get close to you, I catch what you're spreading. I hope I'm catching what you're spreading. I hope I'm catching your hope. I pray I'm catching your hope. I pray I'm catching your love. See, beyond being a faith spreader, a love giver, and a hope dealer, we need to do that greatly. And that needs to be at the top of our list in all that we do. But beyond that, I'm going to tell you guys something. Beyond that, there's other things that are contagious. Fear is contagious, right? But remember, the counter of that is faith. Hate is contagious, isn't it? We see it riled up in people. But the opposite of that is what Jesus brings, right? Love. Love is contagious. Worry is contagious, isn't it? Like, I don't know how many times I've seen one person start worrying in the house, and all of a sudden the whole house is in an uproar. But hope is also equally or greater contagious. We are contagious. We are contagious, are we not? Who wants to be contagious with me? We need to be contagious. We need to be faithful workers. We need to be those that are doing loving deeds and in sharing enduring hope. Guys, this is a short message today because I really want to just encourage you to spend some time in thought and prayer. And I'm going to actually ask Mary and the music team to come up and just, we're going to sing that last song, God of Revival, after we pray here. But Mary's going to come up and play because I think when we're hope dealers, when we're love sharers, when we're faith spreaders, we can be a light and we can bring that power with us. And when we bring power and we share and we're contagious, what happens? People will come to know the Lord and we'll be in revival. Because I believe we are in revival. I truly do. So this morning I pray that I'm talking to some carriers today. Are you willing to be a carrier with me? Let's pray. So we're going to start today. I just want to give you an opportunity, whether you're online or whether you're here. If you don't know who Jesus is and you felt stirred to just want to be a hope giver, a hope dealer, if you want to be a person of faith and not one that lives by fear, if you want to be a person of power that Jesus has given us and you feel stirred by Jesus to make a decision to change your life and change your lifestyle and change what you're doing, I'm going to do that right now. We're going to give you an opportunity. So if you're that person, you feel stirred in your heart to make a change and cross that line from knowing about Jesus to knowing Jesus, we're going to just pray a simple prayer. And I'd ask that everybody in the room pray along, repeat after me. And anybody online, if you're in a room with a group of people, do it as well, just so that those that want to make a commitment feel comfortable making this prayer and this commitment with us today. So let's pray with them. Dear God, I know that my sin has separated me from you. God, I want to be a hope dealer, a love giver, And I want to live by power and faith. So God, please forgive my sins. Jesus, thank you for dying for me and washing me new. Lead me to a new church that will show me you through all that they do. And lead me closer to you and your power. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, contact me, 306-882-2453, or email me, lead@rosetownchurch.ca, or just message me, and I want to give you a Bible. I want to connect with you to help you connect with the church wherever you might be, online or here in person. I want to give you a Bible. I just want to be able to talk to you and just connect with you on what this means. Now, if you're one of these people that, you know, maybe you've been living by fear, and you've been letting your fear, your worry, can be contagious with others around you, or maybe you haven't been a loving person, and you've been dealing with some anger or some hate, we wanna take an opportunity just to change our perspective as well with this. Even, you know, no, doesn't matter where we are in our walk, sometimes we just need to refocus. So would you guys, if you need to do this, let's just pray in agreement with me this morning. Father God, you are the God of revival. And God, we thank you that you are the God of revival. And God, we thank you that we know that you are turning hearts, and you don't need us to do this, but God, thank you for inviting us into partnership with you on winning this community for you, Father, and any community we might be a part of. God, we thank you that we can be hope dealers. We thank you that we can share our enduring hope in you. Father, we thank you that we can show loving deeds, that you have already loved us, and we can love others. And God, I pray that as we go out, we are sharing loving deeds outside of these walls as well as within this building. And God, I pray that we will not live by fear, but Father, as a people, we will be living by faith. And the power that you brought us, Father, through your death, Jesus on the cross, then your resurrection, and the power and authority that Father God gave us, we pray that we would be living in that power. Amen? And God, I pray that you would just bless each person here and each person walking, and allow us to make an impact through your power, Father. God, we love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Guys, we're going to ask you to stand, and Mary and the team are going to sing a song, and then I'm just going to come up and close this in prayer, okay? So would you stand and join us?